Shalom to all. Today's officer shall be Sachem Tavchafe, and we're starting Chaf Dalet Amud Beis about 7 lines up from the bottom with the words Kitzad Yasal Der Blazer, and in the Vilser stuff it's all the way at the end of Chaf Alpha Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Pas Biakav Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. As you remember, we had a 3 machlekes in the Mishnah how to separate challah from a tamei dough on Pesach. Rabbi Blazer and Maseir and Rabbi Shua all had their opinions. Rabbi Blazer said that one should bake the matzah then be kairishem, designate the challah, preventing an issue of chametz. Ben Maseir were held to separate the challah first while it's still dough, but then to put in cold water to prevent from becoming chametz, and Rabbi Shua argued that it doesn't even need to be placed in cold water because once it has shem challah, he's not responsible for it. And we focus on Rabbi Blazer's shita first. Kitzad yasal der Blazer. How do we do it according to Rabbi Blazer? What are the practical steps? So the answer is marim. He makes a trick, a little subterfuge, if you will. Va'imri says as follows: Zuani writes aloichal, this one I want to eat. Vizuani writes aloichal, and this one I want to eat. Ba'fez kula, and he bakes all of it. Remember, the whole issue is that if we're going to designate as challah first, he's not allowed to bake it because you're only allowed to bake something that you want to eat. Cooking and baking on Yom Tif is only permitted for aichal nefesh, something that you're going to eat. So every single matzah that he has, he looks at it and he says, you know, I'd like to eat this. He puts it in the oven and he bakes it. And that's a possibility for every single one of them because none of them has been designated as challah yet. And it's right that when he takes the matzah out of the oven, which is an Isser Drabbanon, by the way, Rediyas HaPas, taking bread or matzah out of an oven on Yom Tif as Isser Drabbanon. So also, Marim, he has to make a little bit of a trick, Va'omer, and say, Zuani writes Eliyashin, Zuani writes Eliyashin, this one I want to age and this one I want to age, which means each matzah as he's taking it out, he says, you know, I don't want to eat this right now. I want to wait a little bit to eat it. And so that's how he's able to take all the matzah out of the oven. And now what does he do? Umeshayer achas. He leaves one of the matzahs in the oven that he designates as challah, and then he just leaves it there for it to burn. So now he has no issue. He was allowed to put it in because when he put it in, he was able to eat it. And that's what he was thinking to himself. You know, I might want to eat this one. And once it's in the oven, he's officially kairishem. This is challah, and he just leaves it there to burn. And now he has no problem. Now, Amar Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua asked Rabbi Elazar, loing nimseis kaserv kachim b'yamtif. Doesn't it turn out that he's burning kachim on yamtif? Rabbi Shua doesn't hold this whole haramah business. You could pull off this little trick and say, oh, I would like to eat this, when you knew the whole time that one of these matzahs is going to end up being designated as challah for the kohen, and you weren't going to end up eating it, and then you're going to leave it in the oven to burn it. So that's considered like burning kachma nyatf, which is a problem. So Rabbi Blazer responded, it's burning on its own. I'm not actively putting it in to burn it. When I put it into the oven, I'm intending to bake it into a matzah first, and then I'm switching my mind in the middle to leave it there, and by the fact that it's burning, that's being done on its own, so that's not my problem. On top. Now it's Rabbi Lezer's turn to ask a question. Amar Loi Rabbi Lezer, that's a proper girsa. Rabbi Lezer now is Rabbi Yeshua. According to your opinion, where you just take the dough, separate a piece for challah, and if it becomes chametz, no problem. That's what you said in the Mishnah. Loi nimtzis ayra bali rabbi matzeh. Does it turn out you're ayra bali rabbi matzeh? Because now you have a piece of dough that's chametz. So Amar Loi, Rabbi Yeshua responded to him, mutav lavra mitzvah bleis haaseh shaloi baslafanov, mitzvah bleis haaseh shabaslafanov. It's better for him to be ayra mitzvah bleis haaseh that's shaloi baslafanov, which means that it's a sheval taseh. He's just sitting there and not doing anything, as opposed to being ayra say that he is doing something biadayim. In other words, Rabbi Shua is responding that the way that you're suggesting, Rabbi Elazar, by taking this matzah and putting it in an oven, that's being ayra loisaseh biadayim. You're putting something in the oven to burn, as opposed to me, I suggest just to separate the dough and leave it, don't touch it, and it's becoming chametz on its own. At least that's being ayra loisaseh by way of a sheva al taseh, sitting and doing nothing, and it happens on its own, and therefore it's better than your suggestion. And our Pinchas says, asin ilin plugtuk ilin palgavasa. The machlekes over here is just like the machlekes in a different place. The tinin tamanu, we have a mission over there. There's a Masecha Zvachim and other places as well. This refers to bloods of different karbanas, which need to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. There's one type of blood which needs Matana Achas on the Mizbeach, one sprinkling. There's another type of blood which needs 4 Matanas. Really, it's sprinkled on the 2 corners, and as it hits the corner, it spreads onto 2 sides. Another way of saying that is Shtaim Shein Arba, 2, which really turns into 4. And let's say we have the bloods of 2 different karbanas. They got mixed up with each other. One karban only needs 1 Matana. The other karban needs 4 Matanas. So what's he supposed to do with his blood? Does he do it once or does he do it 4 times? Rabbi Elazar holds, he does 4 matanas. Rabbi Shua holds, he only does 1 matana of blood. And now we pick up with the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Shua, "Loinim says ever al baltegra." Doesn't it turn out that according to you, he's ever al baltegra, which means you're now subtract from part of a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is that some of the blood here has to have 4 matanas, and by you, Rabbi Shua holding, that you only do 1 matana, so that's baltegra. You're taking away from him matanas it needs. And Amar Rabbi Shua told him, "Loinim says ever al baltaisef." According to you, doesn't it turn out that you're being ever al baltaisef, that you're not allowed to add on some of the blood in this mixture only needs 1 matana, and according to you, Rilezer, you're doing 4 matanas. That's a problem. Now take out the words Amar Loi, because Rabbi Shua is still talking and explaining his own shita. Mutav lavral mitzvah blei sase shaloi bas lefanai mitzvah blei sase shabas lefanai. It's better to be over mitzvahs loi sase by way of a sheval tase, that you're just sitting and doing nothing, as opposed to actively being over at biadayim. And therefore, when we have these two bloods, the one that needs matana achas and the one that needs 4 matanas, when I sprinkle it just 1 matana, you're right. The one that needs 4 matanas case is not receiving that, but at least a shev al tasa, that I'm sitting and I'm not doing it, as opposed to according to you, Rabbi Lazar, you're actively sprinkling four matanos with some blood that only needs one matana that's actively being over that, and that's why I argue with you. Now we go back to talking about our challah issue, and we have a bunch of questions for Blazer. I'll ask Rabbi Lazar a question, Rabbi Lazar. Why not do the following? Yikra l'ashem v'yirdeno. Why don't be kair l'ashem, designate this matzah that's in the oven as challah, and then just take it out of the oven. Why leave it to burn? Because again, our issue is when he leaves it to burn, that's considered burning kachman yantiv, that's a problem. So just take it out of the oven after he designates it. And the answer is no, it's really talatel, it's usher to move. Because since it can't be eaten, due to the fact that it's challah, which is tameh, so it's muktzah, so you can't touch it. Ask the Gemara, fine, for your den of yikra l'ashem. Why not first take it out of the oven, then be kair l'ashem that it's challah, and then you won't have to touch it, you could just leave it there. The answer is no, shem yishkach v'yachal. Maybe he's going to forget and he's going to end up eating it, and that's even a bigger problem, because it turns out that he's eating challah, which is tameh. Ask the Gemara, v'yirdena, so take it out, v'yikra l'ashem, designate it as challah, and then v'yoylech ima chers l'karen zavis, just bring it along with another matzah to the corner and leave it over there. How we know this permitted key to tani taman, we have mission over there. This is Mesechah Shabbos, another place as well. Metaltal and Truma Tahira ima tamea ima chulin. One can carry Truma Tahira with Truma Tamea or Truma Tamea with chulin. Basically, we have a basket that has Truma Tahira and Tamea in it or Truma Tamea and chulin in it, and there's no problem, we're allowed to move it. Even though the Truma Tamea is technically usher to move because muksa, it can't be eaten. Nonetheless, since there's something that's mutter in here, the Tahira or the chulin, so we can carry the whole thing together, why don't we do that with a challah? Again, take it out of the oven, then designate it as challah, make sure it's on a platter with a regular matzah that's not problematic, and then carry the two of them together to a corner, and that's fine. So we answer v'loidamia, it's not comparable, because taman, over there in this example that we just brought, tameya l'tzarech tahira, you need the tahir one, which is in the basket, so the tamay one is allowed to be brought along. Bram hacha, over here, when we're talking about the challah, chulin l'tzarech tameya, the only reason why you're putting the chulin matzah with the tamay challah one is because you want to be able to move the tamay one, the challah, to the corner, and that's not allowed to be done. We continue asking Shizur Rebbe Elazar, Chavrai Bai, the Chum and the Mesesh asked the following, V'yashlichenu la'ashbe v'yikdashenu. Why not take this matzah out of the oven, don't designate it as challah yet, bring it to the garbage, throw it in the garbage, and then be makdash as challah. And the answer to that is, V'yashadam makdash davar sheinu shelo, is a person that will be makdash something that's not his. Once he throws this matzah in the garbage, he's mafker it, so you can't take something that's hefker and designate it as challah. That doesn't work. So another question is, V'yakdishenu, V'yashlichenu la'ashbe. First be makdash as challah, then throw it in the garbage. The answer is, V'yashadam makdash davar sheinu shelo, could a person be mafker something that's not his? Once he designates it as challah, it's for the kaihanim, so he can't now throw it in the garbage. We have another question, Rimi Abai, he asks as follows, V'yafri deno, why not crumble up a piece of matzah, V'yashichenu la'avir abayis, throw it into the airspace of the house, V'yikra l'ashem, and then designate it as challah there. Rabbi Gemara says that can't be because taman over there, which is 2 daf ago, Amar b'yirm shem Reb Zeura, Reb Yirm said the name Reb Zeira, Nechatzoy zeisim, psech abayis, if we have 2 half zeisim of chametz inside a house, ein abayis mitzarif, the house doesn't combine them to be considered a full zeis of chametz, whereas b'kli, if they're inside a kli, ha'kli mitzarif, the kli is mitzarif them. And v'halchu amar hachin, over here you're saying this, or you're trying to suggest that he should crumble up the matzah, throw it into the air, and then designate it as challah. How could he do that? These pieces are smaller than his zayis because he crumbled them up, and the airspace of the house is not mitzarif to be considered as one group, then now he's able to designate them as challah. So Gemara Chafiyam and Bezan Tav explains, Amar Bezu says, then no, the suggestion is as follows, ad shu ba'avir abayis yikra l'ashem. You actually could be kar yishem challah, because the airspace of the house is mitzarif, these pieces, to be considered together, that you could still be kar yishem that it's challah, because avir abayis mitzarif l'challah, the airspace of the house actually is mitzarif these pieces to be able to be designated as challah, but ein hakarka abayis mitzarif l'chametz, and the floor of the house is not mitzarif l'chametz, meaning once these crumbled pieces fall down on the floor, they're bottled to the floor, and now you don't have a problem of tummy being on the floor because they're in very small pieces, and this should be the viable option, Rebbe Lezer. And we end off this discussion, Shitas Rebbe Lezer, without an answer. Now we continue with something related. The Gemara tells us, and this is in Mishnah Maseches Beitza and other places as well, Isav as benai shenafel labar, it and its son which fell into a bar. Now we know there's an isser of shechting a mother animal and its child on the very same day. That's the lisser lav of Isav as benai. In this case that we just quoted is referring to Isav as benai that fell into a bar on Yom Tif and what's able to be done about that. So Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Lezer says yalas arishon amanas l'shchait. He could take out the first animal with intention to shecht it because you're allowed to shecht animals on Yom Tif if you want it for meat for Yom Tif, no problem. V'yishchait, and then he has to shecht it. Vasheni, what does he do with the second animal which is still in the bar? Isav lo parnasal shel yamos. He sustains it so that it doesn't die, but he's not allowed to take it out of the bar. There's no reason for him to be able to take it out because once he shechted the one that he did take out of the bar, he can't shecht the one that's still in the bar because again that's a problem of Isav as benai. So therefore, he just has to give it food and do whatever he can to make sure it doesn't die, but still has to remain in the bar. Now Rabbi Shua says no. Yalsa rishon amnas l'shchait. He could take out the first animal with intention to shecht it, but v'lo yishchait, he doesn't have to shecht it. V'yarin v'yalsa sheni, and then he can make this trick and take out the second one also. Even though he had intention, he's definitely not going to be shechting one of them. Mutter, this is still permitted. In other words, according to Rabbi Shua over here, we do a hara. Rama, he thinks to himself, or he says out loud, oh wow, this first animal over here looks like a great juicy animal. I'd like to shecht it for Yontif. He takes it out and he says, you know what? I don't really want this one. I think I want the second one. And he takes the second one out, and both of them are out of the bar. And now we can ask the question. Rabban Bar Chiya Abaye, he asks as follows, Machav Shita Sid Reb Lezer. We have a steam Reb Lezer Shita. Taman Uamar Asur Laharim, Vachu Uamar Mutar Laharim. Over there, which is this mission that we just quoted of Isav Es Benai, Reb Lezer says, no doing harama. Once you pull one animal out of the bar, you got to shecht it. You can't pull the other one out. No doing any tricks. But over here, in regards to challah, Reb Lezer's whole Shita is based off of harama, that every single matzah you put into the oven, you say, yeah, I want to eat this one. And that's how you're able to bake it. And even though you know that one of these matzahs is going to end up remaining in the oven because you're going to designate it as challah and you just leave it there to burn, no problem, you're still allowed to do harama. What's going on? And the answer is, hachamushim ba'i rabbi matzah. Over here, when we're dealing with challah, we don't want to run into issue of ba'i rabbi matzah, because if he designates challah while it's still dough, it's going to turn into chametz, and therefore you're allowed to do this harama to prevent that. Whereas taman ma'islach, over there, when we're talking about the animal in the bar on Yom Tov, what's the issue? There's no ba'i rabbi matzah. Okay, so you have to leave one of the animals in the bar. There's nothing you could do about it. There's no reason to be able to do harama. Now we ask a question the other way around. Machav shitas Rabbi Shua. We have a steer in shitas Rabbi Shua. Tamanu amar motel harim. Over there, in the case of Isav Es Benai, the two animals that fell into the bar, he says you could do harama and you could pull both of them out. Whereas Mahachu amar asul harim. Over here, in the case of challah, he says no doing harama. You just have to separate the challah, and if it becomes chametz, it becomes chametz. Ain malaset. There's nothing you could do, but no doing harama. And Omar Vidi, he answers han shvos v'kan chiyuv chatas. Over here is a shvos, which is Isav Drabanan, and over here is a chiyuv chatas. In the case of Isav Es Benai and Yontif, these two animals falling into a bar, the whole issue of pulling the animal out of the bar is a shvos, it's a drabanan, that you're moving the animal. That's a problem of muktzah. And so over there, we're mekel, they were able to do harama. But over here, when we're talking about sreifas kachim on Yom Tov, which was Rav Elazar was suggesting to do with the matzah, that's his duress, so one we have a chatas for. And so over there, Rabbi Shua does not allow harama. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, he gives another answer. Taman kidei lachasan echsem shal Yisrael, hachamai islach. Over there, when we're talking about the animals that fell into the bar, Rabbi Shua matzahs harama because he cares about the possessions of Yidden. When we have two animals that fall into a bar, they really could get damaged by being in there. Every minute the animal is there, it could cause more of a problem. Therefore, he says, in order for there not to be a loss of money for the yid, we allow a harama to pull both of them out. But over here, in the case of the challah, what's the issue? Simply designate a piece of this dough as challah and leave it. There's not going to be any loss of money, and therefore harama is not permitted. And Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yeshia, they argue about this. Chad kadein v'chad kadein. One answered like this, and one answered like that, and we don't know which one answered like what. Now we continue with our Mishnah. Darsh Rav Brechia, ka'adad ben Beseira. Rav Brechia, he passing like what ben Beseira says in our Mishnah to do, which is to separate challah, but continuously put cold water on it so that it doesn't become chametz. And Masnisa Amar Kain, we see this from the very next Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Tafach tiltash b'tzaynin, that if one sees that the dough is starting to rise, they should put cold water on it to prevent it from rising. And relaying to Rabbanan Pligin, the following member of the Rabbanan seems to argue with this. The Marib Chizkiya, Rabbi Chizkiya quoted Rabbi Vo, says B'shem Rabbi Lazar, Kol makom shanu Rabbi machlekes, v'chazer v'shanu stam, halachik estam. Anytime Rabbi wrote a Mishnah and he brought a machlekes in that Mishnah, and then afterwards he brought the same topic up in a later Mishnah, but he just brought it up as stam. He didn't bring it as a machlekes. He just quotes one opinion of the previous Mishnah, stam. So the halacha is like that later Mishnah, like the stam. And over here, that's technically how our Mishnahs are set up. In halacha gimel, he brings the three machlekes that we've been discussing. In halacha dal, this very next Mishnah, he brings according to one opinion, like ben Beseira. So there should be no reason for Brechia to darshin like ben Beseira. It must be the Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua agree with the stam Mishnah of tafach totesh b'tzaynin, that theoretically it's a great idea. If you see dough about to rise, you should put some cold water on it so it doesn't become chametz. It's just in this specific halacha they're arguing about regarding how to treat this dough that's tamei and how to separate challah properly from it. It's over there that they dafka argue with ben Beseira and hold that putting cold water on it is not a good suggestion for one reason or another, and therefore Brechia's raya that we go like ben Beseira because of his next Mishnah is actually dafka, not a good raya. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.